think this is very important. This whole notion of the ebb and flow of sentences is very important in narrative writing to overcome that one pitfall that I was talking about earlier, the sort of predictable, the cliched. Did anybody use a metaphor in such a short piece? Did anybody? But there were some concrete images that we heard. You know, we heard a cat and we heard an alarm. You know, so there were some concrete images that that surfaced naturally. I wanted to read a couple of metaphors from this piece because, again, as I said earlier, this is something that you often miss in newspaper stories. And I think, I don't know, you know, we don't necessarily write in metaphor. Sometimes metaphors just surface, like the imagination, but sometimes you have to work them a little bit. But there is a really good description of getting into a helicopter. On the night I departed from a base called Al-Takadam, a soldier at the edge of the runway worked through the line of men with a black marker who wrote letters on the backs of our hands. It was a shorthand for the names of our destinations, like three-letter airport codes on a luggage tag. The helicopter to Ramadi would make a few stops along the way, and at each the crew would hold up a chalkboard with the names of the stops scrawled on it, and then they'd walk through the cabin checking hands. It was easier than shouting over the noise of the rotor blades, and this way fewer people slept through their stops. I had never thought it would be possible to sleep in the sweltering, rattling, sick-smelling belly of a helicopter until sleep began taking me, until the harness holding me tight to my seatbelt felt like an embrace, and the regular shudder of flight lulled me into gentle submission. So what I love about that paragraph is that very, very graphic detail of the black marker on the hands. It's just, you know, I can see it as a reader, that image, and then the way that it's used. But there are actually two metaphors in that passage. It was a shorthand for the names of our destinations, like three-letter airport codes on a luggage tag. So just that simile giving us an immediate reference point, and then the harness holding me tight to my seat felt like an embrace. So those images just sort of surprise. And both of those cases, I think they're pretty fresh. They're not cliches. But that's what I mean in you know, the way that metaphors can work and just make the language surprising.